For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings.
Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's going to be a busy hour because Josh Appel will join us later on this hour, and I do have a lot to talk to him about. Obviously, the Panthers finally get underway tonight. You'll hear the Panthers game here, by the way. And I want to talk to him about WrestleMania as well, because he's a big wrestling fan, and that happened over the weekend. Let's begin the 3 o'clock hour with a little cat talk. You have any cat talk, Solana? Solana's very busy back there because Jimmy's not here. He's home. Solana's realizing just how much Jimmy brings to the table.
Yeah.
Jimmy.
Vamos, gatos.
Yeah.
Cat Talk is brought to you by our friends over at Hollywood Kia. Right now, get the star treatment at Hollywood Kia. Number one Kia dealer in Florida. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Shop online, hollywoodkia.com. Hawk, we talk about how close this series is, but I feel like we don't really know or understand how close this series is going to be between these two teams. Look at this. I was reading an ESPN. Some stats of this rivalry. Wins this season, Florida 47, Tampa 47. Head-to-head wins this season, Florida 2, Tampa 2. Wins in the last 20 meetings, including the playoffs, Florida 10, Tampa 10. Goals, last 40 meetings, including the playoffs between the two teams, Florida 128, Tampa 128. Goals in the last 145 meetings, including the playoffs. Florida, 454. Tampa, 454. Record in the last 168 head-to-head meetings, including the playoffs between these two franchises. Florida, 80 wins. Tampa, 80 wins. These two teams are literally mirroring images of one another. It's the Spider-Man meme. We are in for a mother bleeping doozy, barn burner, if you will.
Terrible sound, the barn burner sound. Which I believe when you go through all those numbers and we see how just evenly matched they are, that is why I believe a lot of people are picking Tampa, because what do you do if two teams are completely evenly matched? You go, well, who's got home court, home ice, home field?
Yeah.
And Tampa has home ice. And that to me is like, so if you're trying to pick between those two teams, you go, okay, they're so evenly matched, I'll give it to the team who would have game seven on their home court.
And Tampa was running the NHL for years before this. Yeah. And, you know, shout out again, we always give Bill Zito a bunch of credit, but we were trying to build our team to beat the Lightning, and now our team is now right there with the Lightning holding the Stanley Cup this year. This is how it's supposed to be. This is sports, fellas.
And the thorn in our side has always been Andrei Vasilevsky, and he's still there. So,
you know what? Somebody last, when we were there a couple weeks ago, somebody said it perfectly. Well, George Richards, Doug Play, I don't know who we talked to. He said, like the NFL, you have a Hall of Fame coach and a Hall of Fame quarterback. You have John Cooper and Vasilevsky. You have Paul Maurice and Bob. That's what like that is. That's the combination right. that you need to have a championship team. When he laid it out that way, I was like, damn, I understand exactly what you're talking
about. You know, again, you're looking at actual numbers, Solana. But then if you do that, like if you go, well, let's match coach to coach. Probably got a draw there. Let's match goaltender to goaltender. Probably got a draw there. You know what I mean? Like you can go down the list. This is not your easy first round matchup.
Who has more vaginas?
Oh, I got to imagine. That's a good question. Let me check my Jewish Hall of Fame list. I don't know. How many vagina awards does Vasilevsky have? And how many vaginas does Bob have?
Because I know Cooper has more Stanley Cups than Maurice.
Yeah, Paul has one.
Oh, just one Vezina Award for Andre Vasilevsky in the 2019 season.
Well, I mean, we know it from Bob. It is tough to attain the Vezina, but when you do, it is worth the effort.
Ooh.
All right, let's get headlines here, because I do want to talk Panthers and WrestleMania with Appel. Appel's going to be kind of my barometer on how nervous or not nervous we should be for this Panthers-Lightning series, because he's always kind of the voice of reason on the Panthers, but I want to see where he's really at on this one. I don't love the fact that they're the road team.
We got better. We got Seth. We have
Seth Jones, Brad Marchand.
We upgraded as the championship team. Obviously, we had to give up some pieces to upgrade. But
I have to tell you, one of the things that makes me a little bit nervous is that they did have to give up a backup goalkeeper who was doing great. Spencer Knight was having a great season. And last year and the year before, they had really good backups. Now, you could make the argument, listen, if your Stanley Cup hopes come down to how well your backup goalie can play, then it's a faulty system anyway. So I kind of get that. But Bob had massive, massive help in the backup arena the last couple of seasons. And I'm not certain that you get that with, who's it, Vanacek? Not certain that you get that, but anyway, we'll ask.
How many games is Vanacek really going to play?
Hopefully none. I mean, honestly, hopefully none. Yeah.
Yeah.
Headlines brought to you by Durell Hyundai. Choose from over 1300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Durell Hyundai.
One more note on the Florida Panthers, Matthew Tkachuk, game time decision for tonight. And game four of this series, I know game one is tonight, but game four does have a start time officially.
Saw that.
7 p.m. in Sunrise. That is a week from yesterday, so next Monday.
Which is the same night as game four of the Heat series.
Yeah.
And I'm guessing that'll probably be a 7:30 start, or we don't know yet.
We don't know, but yeah, 7, 7:30, or 8 are the only two or three likely start times for that.
Right.
We were pissed last year because this happens, where the NBA and NHL.
It really is. I have to tell you, I don't want to go off on a tangent, but it is unconscionable to pretend like, oh, we're making our schedule and nothing matters but our schedule. Like, I get that in theory, but you have a city to be concerned about sports-wise, and honestly, to have the home games going off on the same night at the same time is unconscionable to me. Do what you can to take care of cities that happen to have NBA and NHL going on at the same time. And I understand it's round one, and I imagine that if it got further along, because I do believe when it was the Stanley Cup and the NBA Finals, I believe it was staggered every other night. So I don't think that we faced it when they were both in the championship. But, man, even for round one, like, just Start the game at 8:30. Like tonight's game starts at 8:30 in Tampa. Start the Panthers game at 8:30 then, and start the Heat game at 7. I don't know, but I don't know. I'm annoyed. It annoys me.
Bro, Saturday, both teams have their first home game in this series. They both start at 1 p.m. Like, come on,
which
man.
Is, I mean, that's come on. Like, it's that's come absurd. On. Come it's on. Absurd. That's
and then,
infuriating.
And then games four, I'm sorry, games three, four, five, six, and seven are all the same day. It's not that it's like, okay, fine, Saturday you have to bite the bullet, but games four and six will be a little bit different. No, every
Saturday
game,
to me is the easy one to handle. Like, stagger them then, 1 o'clock, 4 o'clock. It's just really, really annoying.
My take is always it's not brain surgery. It's two grown men dialing 10 numbers and talking on the phone about it.
Well, it's more than that, though, because what happens is ESPN gets their pick of which games they want. And then TNT gets their pick of which games they want and which ones they're going to be able to sell. And they don't want to take into account, well, there's also a Heat basketball game going on at that time, or there's also a Panthers basketball game. It's not just it's really not the league at all, to be quite honest. It's the television partners.
The money. The
television partners. By the way, next season, you know how we always get round one of the NBA playoffs on FanDuel Sports Network Sun, or it used to be Bally or whatever? Starting next season, there is no more local broadcasts of round one. So when the playoffs start, you get national TV. You will get no Eric Reed and John Crotty. And that's going to happen in hockey as well. Maybe not next season because the deal's not up, but probably subsequent seasons.
Don't be mad, because that's why the salary cap's going up.
Mm-hmm.
No, but when you put it this way, this will be the last Eric Reed playoff game ever. That's crazy.
Well, unless he takes a ESPN or TNT job or Amazon, wherever it's going.
Okay. Good point.
Hulu.
Hulu.
Hulu has live sports.
Mm.
Not an ad. Game two between the Heat and the Cavs is tomorrow in Cleveland, 7:30 p.m.
Did you see Shaq, by the way, run off the set to go take a dump last night?
Mm-hmm.
That was ridiculous. One of y'all sent me that, and that was ridiculous.
There's further video. He says he went number one, that he couldn't wait.
I got IBS. Sometimes you got to go, you got to go.
Yeah.
Y'all think it's crazy I go to number two on the airplane, but it is what it is. It's a toilet there. Yeah.
Well, you went number one on the field.
And yourself. Yeah.
I actually, recently, I started keeping a gallon bottle next to the bed so I don't have to get up and walk all the way to the bathroom on that cold tile.
Hmm.
That is pathetic.
I'm sure your wife loves that.
I mean,
and
that
when she
is,
hears the stream, like, she hears the stream hitting the plastic, she'll get up and be like, "What are you doing?" And I say, "Oh, I'm just peeing." She says, "Okay."
How old and tired are you? Like the cold tile, it's South Florida.
We keep our house 71 degrees, and
maybe
I don't
keep
agree
it 76,
with it.
So you don't have to pee in the bed.
I don't agree with it. I don't pee in the bed. I pee in a bottle next to the
Are
bed.
You in the bed?
My hip might be on the bed.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Hmm.
There's no, it's literally not even up for debate. It's not an opinion. It is disgusting.
Yeah.
Nope.
It's all opinion. It's opinion based.
It is not opinion.
Babies pee in diapers and it stays on them. At least my pee is off of me.
Right. And you're 41.
You have some great points on this one.
Why don't you just wear Depends?
Didn't you say you had an uncle who just got the colostomy bag because it was easier?
Uncle Cecil got a colostomy bag because he said it's too hard to go. Like, I don't want to walk to the bathroom every time I need to go. Like, if I never have to go to the bathroom again, that's a life privilege. And he kept it in until he died. He didn't have feet, though. He had no feet.
Right.
Yeah.
Of course.
He was blind, colostomy bag, both feet cut off. Mm-hmm. Cecil had a bad end.
Yeah, Cecil had better days.
Yeah. But then he used to ask me to go get him 7-Eleven slushies and Snicker bars.
Mm.
And I'm like, no, I'm not getting you any more sugar. What? Look what sugar did to you.
Well, what was it going to do to him at that
$100. Point? You know what? I should have let him go out on a high note.
I mean, his feet were already gone. What? I mean, what are you going to do? Was he going to get a cavity? Oh, Uncle Cecil, I don't want you to get a cavity.
I didn't want to contribute to anything.
Those are your headlines. Now over to your weather. I mean, Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7, 866-954-MORE. Hawk, by the way, if you ever do eat a corn dog, the same reaction Shaquille O'Neal had walking off that set, expect that to be your night.
I want to have one. I've just never really had the opportunity. I don't.
Let's go then. Let's go.
I'm happy to go. I'll fly to Vegas tonight and go to Hot Dog on a Stick if you want.
You won't.
Don't go out of your way.
You don't have to ask me twice.
You won't.
I'm happy to go. Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment. We're going to talk some Panthers hockey. We're going to talk some WrestleMania. So don't go anywhere.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys. Whoa!
Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Josh Appel is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. He is a play-by-play announcer nationally for the NFL on Sports USA. He's had a very busy soccer schedule lately. I saw him Saturday night on FS1 with Tony Meola doing a little legend. MLS action.
Had a suit
and,
on.
A week from this Saturday, he's going to be back on FS1 for San Diego FC and FC Dallas. And, of course, he's our resident Florida Panthers expert and WrestleMania expert, so we have a lot to get to. He is wearing some sort of wrestling belt over his shoulder.
We don't call it a belt. We call it a title or a championship.
That's not the belt?
Oh, no. They, in other places, are referred to as belts, but in the WWE, we refer to it as a championship or a title, not a belt. Huh. A belt is something that holds up your pants.
Interesting. I can't argue that. That is what a belt is, but that also looks like a championship.
I would say a belt is something that goes around your waist and snaps. But
and that's what that does. Yeah.
Not all belts snap.
Regardless, I don't want to go down too much of a detour. Let me start with the Panthers. Let me not take the bait here with his with his belt. Let me start with the Panthers since they're in action tonight. We've talked about this. A lot of experts are picking the Lightning this series. And so should we be nervous? Because I was saying to Crowder and Solana and Jimmy earlier, you know, they're so evenly matched. Solana was reading us some stats from ESPN about just how evenly matched they are. And then you get to head coaches, probably evenly matched. Goaltenders, probably evenly matched. You can go down the list. So is the deciding factor the fact that Tampa has home ice?
I don't think home ice is as big of a factor, generally speaking, in the NHL as maybe it is in other sports. Like, obviously, I would have rather the Panthers played Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final at home versus in Edmonton, but I don't think that it's the end-all be-all to not have home ice advantage, especially this early in the postseason. I don't know if you should be nervous. I'm nervous, but at the same time, like, Tampa is very good. The Panthers are very good. You can't be surprised if Tampa Bay ends up winning this series. I think with all those things that you mentioned being equal, I think the one thing the Panthers do have over Tampa Bay, an absolute advantage in depth. The Lightning top two lines, very, very good. Obviously, we know, especially with Matthew Tkachuk coming back, although not official, it's unofficially official.
He's back.
Yeah. So the Panthers' third line.
I've said that so many times, by the way, today, that there's no chance he plays.
He's playing.
I've said it so confidently so many times. There's no chance he gets out on the ice.
But
he has like one and a half minute shift, and you never see him again tonight.
You're never wrong, though. So I think you're good on this one.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. But you look at the Panthers' third line: Anton Lundell, Atulo Sorainen, and Brad Marchand. You look at the Panthers' fourth line: Nico Sturm, Evan Rodriguez, Jesper Boqvist. That bottom six clears Tampa's, I think, by a wide margin, especially as Solana mentioned yesterday, Tampa, one of their trade deadline acquisitions, Oliver Bjorkstrand, he's not going to be able to play in this series. That's not a name anybody knows, but in the playoffs, depth comes through. We saw that last year with the Panthers quite a bit.
Big loss.
You said Solana said that. Not only does no one here know that name, I can't believe Solana was on top of that story.
Big loss.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, big loss. Bjorkstrand not playing is a huge loss, yeah.
All right.
Man, that was a dumb mistake. But to that conversation, Josh, like we talked about earlier, where we got better. Marchand, Seth, and you know, Rollins, and what's the
Vanderchek?
Not Rollins, Seth Jones.
Seth Rollins, a wrestler. You want to jump right into the WrestleMania talk?
Big night for Seth Rollins last night.
Seth Rollins, he has a damn belt on his shoulder. I'm confused. But Jones, like, you told me personally we got better at the trade deadline. Did the Lightning get better? Like, did they upgrade either? Because we already beat them. Did they also upgrade?
Yeah, I think they did, but one of the guys they brought in is no longer available for them, and that hurts them. They clearly identify that as a need. They went and addressed it with a couple of players, and one of the guys they brought in isn't here. Now, if Andre Vasilevsky is going to look like Andre Vasilevsky of the way he played this year, and then when the Panthers lost to Tampa Bay in the postseason, that could be an equalizer as well. Like I said, you can't be surprised the Panthers end up losing this series to Tampa Bay. Now, I have the Panthers in four, obviously, but you can't be surprised if Tampa Bay comes.
Those are two incongruous thoughts, that it's as likely for them to lose as it is for them to win, and I've got them sweeping the team.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm having trouble finding what you're not understanding.
Now I'm having trouble with your analysis on this, because it one does not mesh cohesively with the other.
I am interested to see if the Panthers can win one in Tampa. They'll get Aaron Ekblad back game three. It's unrealistic to expect them to win both up at Amalie Arena. The goal here is to get one of these next two and bring it back home 1-1, because then you steal home ice advantage back. And the Panthers have historically been a really good road team under Paul Maurice, especially last year. This year, towards the end, with that kind of slide they went on, that kind of fell by the wayside. But yeah, look, Panthers at full strength. They've got a fifth line that played a majority of this season because of injuries or whatever. They're five lines deep that I'd be comfortable playing with against Tampa Bay. And then you add Aaron Ekblad in game three. Yeah, if this is all even and the Panthers' depth comes through, like, I think that could be the difference.
Either. Well, here's I said to Solan and Crowder earlier in the show, if the Heat lose to the Cavs, I'm not disappointed, because they're the 10 seed against the 1 seed. They're playing the best team in the East, and the Heat lost their superstar during the season, you know. So they get knocked out in round one. I'm not upset. The way you're making it sound here is that Panthers fans, coming off a Stanley Cup where they ostensibly did get better, shouldn't be that upset if they get bounced in round one. And that's kind of hard to...
I think there you can be disappointed if they lose, but I don't think you can be surprised.
I got you.
I think Tampa Bay is too good, and you have to respect their pedigree and all the talent they have. Like, they finished above the Panthers in the regular season this year. Like, you shouldn't go in there just assuming that you're going to beat them, right? I have nothing but respect for our fellow Stanley Cup champions up there in Tampa. It's been a rocky relationship, but now I'm feeling good. I feel like we're on their level now. Now that we've got a title of our own, this championship has a double meaning for Mania and for the Panthers.
Does it?
Well, for this purpose, it does. So like I said, you could be disappointed, and I'll be disappointed if they lose in this first round. Like, when the Panthers go to back-to-back Stanley Cups and they go all in the way they do, your expectations are that they are going to at least get back to where they were and have a shot to win the cup again. Losing in the first round is not that, and you should be disappointed if they don't make it past Tampa Bay, but you just can't be surprised.
Hey, Josh, can coaches mess it up? Like, we know bad calls. There's bad calls in basketball, football. I've watched the NBA. You'll see some dumb stuff go on, inbound passes that don't even get in the game. You know, guys can't even get the ball off. Like, could Cooper or Paul Maurice mess up who's going to win this game in hockey?
I mean, maybe there's a decision here or there, like deploying a certain line in a matchup against somebody else, maybe. But at the end of the day, it's a little bit like baseball to a degree, where you write the lineup down and you put the guys out there, and it's up to them to execute whatever they went in with the game plan for.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
All right, let's talk some WrestleMania here because we'll have hopefully plenty of weeks of hockey to talk about with Panthers hopefully making a deep run all the way to the cup again. Was WrestleMania good? Here's the reason I asked that question. I remember last year, everyone was talking about WrestleMania. It was like mind-blowing. And I remember getting on the next day, and I couldn't avoid it on social media, even if I wanted to. And I haven't seen that kind of buzz this year. And I don't know maybe if my algorithm is off, I'm just too much Costco guys, or if there's something that was missing at WrestleMania. I don't really even know what happened.
Well, I think part of it is because it happened so late in April. Normally it's like the first weekend of April and we waited 3 weeks into the month for that. So I think the extra weeks of build towards the show, I don't want to say took interest away, but certainly maybe died down some of the interest. I don't know. But what I would say first is this. The analysis yesterday was spot on, all the way down to Solana saying that John Cena's all-time famous taunt where he waves his hand in front of his face and says, "You can't see me," not "You didn't see me," messed that up. And
so
then
he makes himself invisible?
That was a hilarious. That was great. No, but do you remember we did the show at the arena, like the day after, the 2 days after John Cena turned heel? And I was telling you, this is massive. You've got The Rock, you've got John Cena, and for some reason, you've got Travis Scott involved in this. And I can't wait to see where it goes. It's incredibly fresh. It's the biggest heel turn since Hulk Hogan back in the 90s when he was at WCW. Do you know how many times The Rock appeared on WWE programming since that turn? Zero.
So this is shocking to me because I found that out yesterday. So he was not even at WrestleMania?
No, and that's one of the big
sticking points. Wasn't that a big storyline?
Yes. Yes.
So how is that possible?
Thank you. This has been the conversation post WrestleMania for the last couple days. And we honestly never really got an explanation for why Travis Scott ever got involved. to answer your first question, was WrestleMania a good show? Yes. I thought WrestleMania was very good both days. But the last thing everybody remembers is Travis Scott, for some reason that we still don't know, coming down to the ring and helping John Cena kind of beat Cody Rhodes to win his record-breaking 17th title. So now the lasting image of John Cena at WrestleMania in his career is going to be Travis Scott next to him for some reason, celebrating the 17th world championship that he's ever won. It was certainly a decision.
Jimmy,
and then
Jimmy, because Jimmy's a WrestleMania fan. Did you notice that?
Oh, I got his text.
Jimmy, that The Rock was not there.
Yeah, I noticed that he was not there. He should have been there. It would have made more sense.
Did it disappoint you? Were you waiting the entire time for The Rock appearance? Like, I'm assuming everyone was waiting for him to show up at some point, right?
Yeah, everyone was waiting for it. It was like, okay, when is he coming out? And then you notice that he's not coming out. You're like, this is it? This is how it's going to end?
So when Travis Scott came out, everybody was like, all right, like, The Rock is definitely going to follow this because they were a huge, the entire kick starting point to this feud is The Rock and Travis Scott in the ring beating the hell out of Cody Rhodes. It is inexplicable. And then Dwayne goes on Pat McAfee's show today, and Dwayne says that he told the WWE that he was available and he could have appeared. And the WWE was like, nah, we'll take it from here, Dwayne.
That doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't they have him at WrestleMania if he like? And I don't understand why he's not there. I'm baffled by this.
You and everybody else, because it should have been an incredible moment, and it would have been an incredible moment if they did everything the exact same and just The Rock was involved. And I think everybody is remembering it as a great WrestleMania.
You, Josh, you and Jimmy, are they running out of stars? Because John Cena's 58, The Rock is 72. Like, they have to come back to keep the WWE going?
No, I think that was a criticism that you could have made maybe like 10 years ago. But I think that in recent years, guys have stepped up and really taken that, and they've created multiples. That's been a big problem for them for a long time. But John Cena is on the Mount Rushmore in wrestling, and this is his retirement tour. He is done after this year. He's going to be done in December, and that's it. He's got 20-something dates left in WWE. The Rock and some of these part-timers, yeah, they get involved for these big shows, Royal Rumble, SummerSlam, and WrestleMania, obviously. But, I mean, Cody Rhodes is a guy that started in WWE, went away, came back as a much, much bigger star. Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, like, there are guys in the company that have been able to carry it in John Cena's absence. Cena hasn't been around really consistently at all the last few years. He only shows up around WrestleMania.
I'm stuck on this Rock thing, though.
Yeah, you and everybody else.
I recall from previous WrestleManias as well that there were big name celebrity guests, and I didn't see any of that go viral. So I'm assuming there were none other than Travis Scott, but that seems to be played out. And I don't understand why Travis Scott has such a major role in WWE.
Nobody does. That's the problem. That's what we're all trying to figure out. Living Color played CM Punk to the ring. Only the guitarist from Slayer played somebody else, Damian Priest, to the ring for his entrance. I'm trying to think what else. I don't really think there were any other. They showed Dana White. They showed Dana White twice during the show for whatever reason, twice, and he got booed loudly both times.
In 2025, though, does anybody know Living Color? Like, that band resonates for me, and I understand that's his song, but
because of CM Punk, they do.
Do they know the band? Like, is that a celebrity appearance in 2025?
Because of CM Punk, people know who they are, and they've played him out to the ring
at
a previous
WrestleMania. CM Punk, because they had a great song. Like, that song existed before CM Punk.
I know, but you ask if people know who they are, I'm telling you yes, because of him.
Color that way. They had another moderate hit called Glamour Boys, which was an excellent song.
They should bring back In Living Color and have Homie the Clown out there. And the
that would have been a bigger celebrity than, I mean, again, I don't want to diminish Travis Scott, too, because obviously he's got millions of fans. But it seems like he's everywhere for however, that's not a surprise appearance anymore.
It's enough with Fiend, okay? Terrible song. It's enough with Fiend. Okay. As soon as the kids,
so is this one of the worst WrestleManias? Song, is this one of the worst WrestleManias of all time?
No, it was a very good WrestleMania.
I'm being honest. I don't. It sounds terrible.
It was a very good WrestleMania with a finish that made a lot of people upset to the very last match. Because the
Rock
show
went on McAfee today.
Dwayne was on McAfee today,
and he said, "Yeah, I would have been there."
Incoherent. Yes. He's like, I didn't want to. And then at one point he said, I don't want to be an impediment to the story. And I'm like, Dwayne, you are the story.
This is so bizarre.
It's
to me.
So bizarre.
What am I missing?
That is what
nothing. I'm glad I didn't watch it.
But as I don't know, Josh. But like you brought up Seth Rollins, Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes. And I'm looking at a list now. Gunther.
He
Ron Becker,
out last night.
JUC, like I don't Kevin Owens, like these aren't the guys. Like this, I don't know if they're as good as the guys we grew up watching, but I don't know any
of
these.
Watch
names.
Him though. You can't compare them. You don't watch them.
Hey Crowder, I mean Jey Uso, yeet. I mean,
what happened?
He's a black dude though.
He's Samoan.
Damn.
Nah, I feel like the WWE, as somebody who has a dork brother who absolutely loves the WWE, and every time I go over there, he's doing like the yes from Daniel Bryan, and like I loosely kind of follow WWE as much as I hate all you dweebs.
Bushwhackers there? No. Bushwhackers?
They're as popular, Crowder, they're as popular maybe as they've ever been. Like WWE as popular as it's ever been.
They sold out Allegiant Stadium, really? 60,000 plus back
then. The Bushwhackers?
With Josh's and Jimmy's.
Yeah, man.
But Hulk Hogan's still famous. You know, like.
Well,
like,
he gets booed when
Cena
he shows up.
He's a movie star now. Like, there's. Like, I don't know who these people are.
Bushwhackers!
They don't
All right, we gotta go.
John Cena's on the Mount Rushmore. So, yeah, like, it's hard to be a Mount Rushmore guy, but Roman Reigns.
He's not that old, though, is he? He's got to be in his 40s, right?
49.
So. Why is he retiring?
Because he can make probably a lot more money being in movies.
Yeah.
And look, he's done plenty for the company. He's been out 23 years.
Did you think McAfee got choked out for real? Because he was purple.
Oh, that was real.
No, I'm being honest.
You same.
Why are you looking at the camera that way? Because he could have said, go ahead and choke me out. Like it, that didn't look like that was acting. It looked like he got choked out and passed out.
And I don't know if they told the security guards or not that all of his like producers were going to jump the barrier and try and get after them. The way they pulled that entire sequence off for TV looked as authentic as possible.
Did you watch that last night, Jimmy?
That was amazing.
Did you think McAfee got choked out?
Yeah, yeah. The whole sequence.
Yeah,
when he confronted the announcers for talking bad about him, and when everything broke down, it was just amazing.
It really was.
I think
he was purple.
Yeah.
Even that, we didn't need a Pat McAfee, a Logan Paul, and a Travis Scott back when Jake the Snake and those. Those guys were wrestling. You just let wrestlers wrestle.
You know how old you sound. do you have
Bruno San Martino didn't
when Gorilla Monsoon called a match, he didn't insert himself into the match.
Macho Man Randy Savage didn't need Stevie Wonder to walk out with him. He just was Macho Man Randy Savage.
Crowder, I encourage you to go look up what celebrities were littered all over the early WrestleManias, like Mr. T. There was another singer.
Fabulous Moolah.
She wasn't a celebrity. She was a wrestler.
Of course not. Wendy Richter, of course. Bushwhacker. All right, we got to go.
Nobody knows why Travis Scott is here.
All right, see you, pal. Josh Appel, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Josh.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.